What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The stat of the day.
Stats. All right, I told Josh to play the stat of the day thing, so it would force me to get you this noteworthy data point. Now listen, this isn't going to be the sexiest stat you've ever heard, but it's about the NFL proposal to change the playoff seeding. And here it is. So what do you want out of your sports league? That's one thing to point out here. Michael Lopez, Stats by Lopez on Twitter, a great follow. Really, you know, sometimes data can get, you can get bogged down in a bunch of stuff like, whatever, 0 point this, expected this, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but I think he does a good job of consistently posting stuff I find relevant, and this makes a compelling point, I think. Postseason equity is what he titled this little chart of his. And he points out that if you take away the division games of NFL teams and do the win percentage of those teams against the rest of the league, right? Rest of the league, how are they performing? And what he found was that, as you might expect, one seeds have the best winning percentage. Two seeds have the second best winning percentage. The third best winning percentage among non-division games in the NFL, five seeds. Five seeds.
It's interesting.
Followed by three seeds, followed by six seeds, followed by seven seeds, then four seeds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And what he is laying out here is that outside of divisional play, you know, you win the AFC South Invitational, you're the Titans win the division. Outside the division, the four seeds are losing games.
Often the worst team in the playoffs.
Which would make sense. Yeah. You are not good outside your division. You beat three teams, you get a home playoff game. And his point is basically that if you are a league that wants to reward the best teams for doing the best, then the automatic home game to the four seed does not do that. It creates an artificial award. Congratulations, you beat three teams, you are the four seed. In reality, five seeds are consistently better. And another way to say it is that four seeds outside of their division have winning percentages on the level with non-playoff teams. Eight seeds. And the five seed performs like a two seed. So it's not unusual at all that the better teams have to go on the road in the playoffs and play against this team that got an artificial home game. And this used to exist in the NHL. The old NHL format, for you young ones out there that might remember this, there was a format where there were three divisions on each side. And this would have been back in the day where Atlanta and Washington, feel like they were, maybe Washington's in this division. Atlanta won this a bunch. Atlanta won their division, and they were the three seed. And in hockey, you'd say like, oh, you want to get in that six spot because the three is actually weaker than the four and the five. They won the Southeast. And it gets to what you want. Do you want the division to universally have this meaning? Or do you want to have, hey, listen, we in the playoffs should have the best teams just kind of lined up in order. Just let's just go ahead and make it happen. What do you want? You want total objective fairness? Or do you want, no, winning a division is going to matter more? And listen, you could make a case for either one, but I thought it was a really compelling data point that if you just take out their divisional record, four seeds finish below every other seed outside the division. It really is like a gift to just get that game. And the way he lays it out in dialogue is, here's what you're choosing between. Higher seeding leverage for a few games per season, like Minnesota and Detroit did last year. Like a couple times you're going to have really high leverage games. Or actual seeding leverage for more games. Better alignment of team strength and seed. Better chance of the top two teams playing in the title game. That's another thing you would get out of this. A better chance the top two teams play in the title game. Because seeding would be more appropriate. So, I think it's a totally fair point. It's interesting.
The numbers are very interesting to me. Especially about the four seed. I think it is possible, too, that a couple of bad teams have dramatically skewed it. But the fifth seed having the third best record.
Outside division, yeah.
The fifth seed
is basically the two seed outside of its division.
Yeah.
Because what's it doing? It's playing the one.
Yeah.
It's playing one of those top four.
Right.
More likely it's playing a top one or two seed. So how would you feel about college football does this, right? Where here's the CFP and somebody won their conference. They're the one seed. And here's an at-large team that's ahead of Boise State. College football had it for 1 year where they decided, you win this conference, you're going to get those spots. 1 year, they're like, nope, that wasn't a good idea. Arizona State should not have been given that spot. That should have gone to a better team. One season of that.
Notre Dame still is not going to be able to be in there. Right?
I guess not.
Yeah. They should have been a top four seed, but they weren't because they didn't
have a conference. Well, if they revamp it, as they said they might right away. I don't know if they actually already did that, but that was immediately like, we got to fix this. 803-0550.
Yeah.
So the rules proposals at the NFL owners meetings today, we've talked a lot about flag football because it looks like the league is going to approve one player per team is eligible to play in the Olympic Games in 2028. We've got the tush push ban, which we have not talked about that much, but can give you the update on that. And the playoff seeding, all there. The seeding and the tush push expected to get votes on Wednesday, tomorrow, whereas the flag football thing gets approved today. Dave and Evans is up. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to call, I'm an Everton fan, and this past Sunday it was the last men's game out in Goodison Park. If you don't know Everton, they're a soccer club out in the Premier League.
Yep.
And there's so many parallels I see between them and what we got here in Buffalo. So the first one, I mean, really is just the Ralph closing, you know, in December. Goodison, if you didn't see the scenes, they're pretty amazing. They got tens of thousands of fans out there celebrating hours before the game even starts. The streets, the homes around the stadium are decorated with Everton gear. I mean, it was incredible. And all I can think of while I'm watching this is, you know, what is Orchard Park going to look like in December? You know, it just was such an incredible atmosphere. And then it's generational, too. You know, my daughter, we sing the Everton song, and I want to pass that stuff on with the Sabres and the Bills. And then there's parallels with the Sabres I see, too. You know, I've been a fan of Everton for 7 years, and, I mean, to put it lightly, it's been kind of a disaster. But, you know, we're kind of on the rebound right now, and I hope the Sabres can do the same thing. It's a new ownership group. It's a new coach. They've done a lot with not, you know, the best players this year. They got some young guys that are coming up. But I just, like I said, I was watching that game Sunday. That's all I could think about was just, yeah, you know, the Bills and the Ralph. And just, I just wanted to get some recognition out there. The stadium's over 120 years old. The new stadium down at Bradley Moore Dock is absolutely incredible. I hope I can make it over someday. But like I said, I just wanted to call in, just get some recognition for
Dave,
it. And just
quick question for you. Everton Stadium, is that kind of in a neighborhood?
Yeah, so it is. It's downtown Liverpool, yeah. And I mean, it's
right next to Liverpool.
It's I don't know, maybe a few blocks away, 4 or 5 blocks away. But I mean, yeah, there's people's homes surrounding the entire thing. I mean, there's people that they look out their kitchen window and all they see is like Dixie Dean and some of the old Everton players. It's amazing.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. One thing about things, it's always wild to think about. Two stadiums, 4 or 5 blocks apart.
Yeah, it is cool.
And that is awesome. The difference, like, what would Orchard Park look like? We'll see how well the Bills do or how much they dedicate to commemorating the final year at Highmark Stadium, the current one at the Ralph. And they've got the patch they're going to wear for at least one game. What will the final game be like? I don't know. I want to say it'll be like a game because the final game, we will be going back for another game. Right? The regular season will close against the Jets, and then there'll be a playoff game, we'd anticipate. I'm in my head, I'm already kind of picturing or imagining Chris Brown saying, like, the Bills clinched the division, we're guaranteed one more at Highmark.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get one more. And if they get the one seed, you know, then it's, all right, win a game and play another one.
Yeah.
And that's the case as the two seed, too. Win a game, play another one.
It would be really awesome to finally have the AFC Championship game here as the last game.
So that's where it's a little tougher. Like Everton, they know that's the final game in that stadium, right? There's no playoffs in Premier League. It's last week of the season. It's over. Or second to last week. Maybe they're going on the road this week. But even if we did know it was the last game, what would it be? The new stadium is going to be in the same spot, basically. Which, by the way, driving back from the golf tournament yesterday from Holiday Valley, now you have a stadium you can see from a lot of places.
Yeah, it's cool.
You're up there and you see, is that a spaceship that landed? No, that's the new stadium.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, I'm eager to get back in there and get another look at it soon. Bill in South Florida. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, thank you.
Jeremy, I understand your points about the Olympics, but I have to pull for Nate. Nate is exactly on point as far as going back in the 92 Olympics, you know, the dream team. I mean, once they put professionals into the sport, it's not the Olympics. It's an amateur sport. And I agree with Nate the whole time, all morning. He's right. It's an amateur sport. You don't let pros in. You know, let's go back to what you're talking about, flag football. Don't put pros in there. They could tear an ACL. They could do anything. You know, it's an amateur sport, and you cannot let guys who train all year long for flag football to make the Olympics and then get bumped for pro football players. I know. I Jeremy, I love your points. But I agree with Nate 100%.
I guess what I would thanks, Bill. Part of what I would say is I think there are a lot more professional athletes in the Olympics than people realize. It used to be just amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading about Jim Thorpe in the 1912 games. Okay, that's a little too far back. But as the 20th century moved on, of course, the Dream Team in 92, that's a big one. But the full-time amateur athlete at the Olympics is kind of gone. Professional athletes are allowed to compete in the Olympics alongside amateur counterparts. Yeah, two sports continue to resist professionalism. That's wrestling and boxing. But that might be one of the reasons that boxing is out in 2028. I mean, I guess, you know, this could be a big, long conversation about what the Olympics were. The Olympics are older than most professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to be an amateur event.
That's right.
And then, let's be real about it. If you have the Olympics and had no one that does it professionally, what is that defined as? The NCAA's terms way back when? Like, if you get paid at all,
then you're not an amateur.
If you get an endorsement, yeah, then you're not an amateur. Now what you have is just games between people that aren't that good. You want the best, right? The idea is best on best. That's what the Olympics were initially supposed to be, is best on best. I'm not even making the case here about, you know, flag football and pro football players there. But
I do think most people want NHL players to be able to play in the Olympics.
Why?
It's better.
Why?
They're better.
But they're pros.
Yes.
So we the IOC has relaxed its idea of
amateur status.
Yeah, since the 70s.
Amateurism.
Since the 70s. Letting professional players compete in games helps attract the world's biggest stars and improves the Olympics' commercial prospects. It is it's a commercial venture. So it's not even just 1992's basketball team. Like you get a deal from Nike as a track star, you can't compete in college because you lose your amateur status. So can you compete in the Olympics? I got a shoe deal. I'm Usain Bolt. They're paying me X amount of whatever. Like, should I look up Usain Bolt's career earnings? Where would I even look at that? Does SpotTrack do track?
I wonder.
He's earned $100 million in his career.
That's crazy. I would not have guessed that. He was the greatest athlete in the world for a pretty decent amount of time.
Are there professional runners?
I guess a little of it, too, is...
There are professional runners, yeah. So, I'm not telling you have to like the NFL going, but I do think, for instance, like you don't want these flag football people to be replaced. What if there's a professional flag football league? They now cannot go? No, sorry, you're pros. What do you want here? Do you want the best on best for country?
Well, I guess I think what you brought up is an interesting question that I would ask. And this is why no NFL player would opt to play a professional flag football league over the NFL.
Unless it paid them more.
Right.
In which case,
they might.
I mean, you might not.
But it never
will. You still might not. But.
Right, you might not. You probably wouldn't. So, why in the Olympics then?
Because the same, again, I'll just keep making this one.
I know.
The same reason Herschel Walker was on the bobsled team.
But
To try to win. Listen, I'm not telling you, I don't even think that many NFL athletes will want to do it. You'll have you'll have dozens. You'll have maybe 20, 50, 100. But, why? To try to win.
Yeah.
If the U.S. bobsled team, maybe bobsled's a weird one, but hey, that's what Herschel Walker was. He was actually on the bobsled team. If the Olympics called, golf is in. Nate, we're doing a scramble. We want you. You'd be like, I'll do it. You like golf? I'll do it.
Yeah, I would do it.
If they said, turns out your skill set, Nate, it's perfect for, I don't know, pick anything, team sport. Volleyball.
Mm.
You do one thing perfect. You're on this team. Well, the guy that's been playing at that spot is deserved. He's more deserved. But you're better at it. I know you wouldn't. This isn't me saying like you could just walk onto the volleyball team. It's just if the concept is the best and the flag football organization wants to take Tyreek Hill and they say, sorry, buddy, this guy's better. We're trying to win gold. I don't know. I thanks, Bill. I get it. I don't need this to happen, but I can't really decide if I feel bad for the flag football players because the whole idea is if somebody's better than you, somebody gets that spot. That's what the Olympics are. Professional runners. You're a collegiate athlete. There's a pro runner who's not in college who makes money. They're better than you. They go. They win. They beat you. So Olympics without professionals have always seemed like they're it's a way to get around it. There are professional skiers.
Yes, that's right.
Can only amateur skiers compete? Is it wrong for the pros to come in?
I think it's more of a opinion on the NFL, to me, more than anything. I do think it's partially. I think a lot of it's that. For me, it doesn't have to be
sure.
For everybody. I think for me, it's just like, why do you need to take over everything? They have the largest reach of any pro sport. They have the largest amount of revenue. They, in the middle of NBA and NHL playoffs, they are still the talk of the sports world. Just like, Could you let these guys have something? Or did you just like you have to take that over too?
Well,
a little of it's just like I'm getting exhausted of them.
Again, the NFL isn't taking it over. They're simply allowing their players to work outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it. It's you're under contract. Actually, we will let you go skydiving.
Yeah.
These players have contracts and not allowed to ride a motorcycle. All right, you know what? Fine. You can ride a motorcycle. That's kind of what this is. They have it in their bylaws that you can't compete. You would never think to compete in the Olympics, although Marquise Goodwin already did.
He did.
It wasn't for football. It was because, you know, football related. It's probably like all legalese here. 803-0550.
Yet I still don't, in my mind, bridge that gap between Marquise Goodwin and Trackstar.
Why?
Because he was both in college.
But, okay. Did any of these NFL players play flag football?
Probably not.
They do at the Pro Bowl.
They do it at the Pro Bowl. And it wasn't entertaining at all.
That doesn't matter. That really doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, maybe not.
That's why doesn't it matter? Because it's Team Manning versus Team Manning. Who won?
Manning.
The Mannings.
The Mannings won. Yeah.
803-0550. Good conversation. I mean, honestly, like this flag football thing, I never thought we'd get as much conversation
juice
out of it. But there's a lot of good points to be made on both sides. Like, yeah. And yeah, I don't even know that I disagree with you on a lot of these things. I'm not even playing devil's advocate. I'm just kind of working through it. Like, well, if it's the Olympics and there's professionals all over the place, why am I pretending that this has to be different? 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We'll get a break in. More of your phone calls. I've got instant trivia to come as well.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's still time for you to get the WGR golf card, the VIP golf card from WGR, and getmyperks.com. What do you get with that, you ask? 8 amazing golf experiences. One low price, $129. Unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole, Golf Bobolink, Golf Dojo, free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf, and score deals at Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit Road in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at getmyperks.com. Got to get that golf card, Nate.
Got to get it. Unfortunately, you probably can't use it this week.
Because it's going to rain?
Because it's going to friggin' rain the entire week.
Yep.
An inch of rain expected over the... Today's kind of the last nice day. And then Wednesday, rain all day, up to a half inch. Thursday, quarter an inch. Friday, potentially another quarter inch. So, good. Good.
Are you someone that lives in the world of knowing how much a quarter inch of rain is?
I feel like I know what it is. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of rain, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot.
It's a lot of rain. Like, I know if, like, some place gets 4 inches of rain, that it's basically a flash flood.
Oh. So then we're 1/16th of the way to a flash flood?
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah.
See how I did that math?
That's quick math.
That's right.
Quick math.
I was good at math.
Yeah. Not
I was,
me.
So I'm I was good idea. At math up until pre-calc? Or calculus.
Oh, yeah.
Right around when the alphabet started becoming part of the problem,
yeah.
That's when I kind of checked out.
And when they started using little numbers, I was done.
I think it's calculus is when I was out. Really good, really good. Now I get to calculus, like,
yep.
See ya.
Started
no
you,
thanks.
Started you, as soon as they started putting the little numbers above the regular size numbers, I think that really lost it for me.
Exponents, is that what they're called?
Exponents.
Yes, that is exponents. I got lost in Algebra 1, and then they got me all the way back in geometry, and then I was lost again as soon as geometry ended.
Big shapes guy?
Huge shapes guy.
Love
angles,
shapes.
You know, goaltending.
Goalie,
angles.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of...
Trapezoid.
Yes.
There's
yes,
yes.
A lot of connection points for me with geometry.
Makes sense.
Well.
Makes sense.
Like, you know how long it took me to finally figure it out, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, just for them to never need me to use it ever again?
I know.
Please excuse my... Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. PEMDAS.
There's that one. Then there's King Philip. What's that one? Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species?
Well, what's that one?
That's the biological
that's earth science stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, it's
not
biology,
earth science, but biology.
Biology.
Yeah.
Biology.
Well, it's not like. Well, what's it's not chemistry? Is it? What's the other one that's
biochemistry?
No, what's the one that uses a lot of math? Physics.
Oh.
Physics uses a lot of math.
It sounds right.
I had the option to not take physics, and I took that so fast.
Smart.
Just
yeah.
Nope.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm good.
Domain, kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. Yeah, I got it right. That's right.
That was good.
But I don't remember the acronym. I remember the actual order.
What about Roy G. Biv?
Roy G. Biv.
That, yeah.
You know what? Don't you use Roy G. Biv like...
What's
not,
Roy
maybe
G.
not
Biv?
Reg-
was I not paying attention
rainbow. You don't know Roy G. Biv?
No, was I not?
The rainbow.
Yeah. Red, orange, yellow, green,
well,
blue,
guys,
indigo, violet.
I mean,
guys,
all right.
you need a...
Oh, like you knew indigo was in there?
I didn't.
Right.
But...
Now you do.
What's the context for needing
Roy G. Biv?
When have you been like?
Because it's
oh yeah.
What's the fourth?
You're
color
like oh
of the rainbow?
This one really applies.
First off,
we use this every
that's
day.
That's seven. Not and what's the fourth? Yeah, it's about the wavelength of light.
Oh, is that well? In that case, I use that quite a bit.
For instance, I would say like, what light has the longest wavelength? Do you know?
That question comes up often with my friends.
You know it's either R or the V, but you don't know which one it is.
I mean, maybe I should know some of this for my video production over here, and I do not.
Roy G. Biv. Sequence of colors in the visible light spectrum.
One of the more common topics at a Buffalo Bills tailgate.
Respect. How Roy often G-Biv. Do you guys see one of those Twitter like algebra problems and sit there and solve it for like 5 minutes?
Zero
and
times then you look in, the comments, in my
zero times.
Life.
Yep.
Why would anyone recreationally solve an algebra problem?
Right. No, because you got to look in the comments.
Hey, Nate, here, take a look at this.
You got to look in the comments to see how wrong people are or figure out if you're wrong.
I often do it to make sure I still have a functional
you still have it?
Brain.
You still have it.
That's kind of what that's where I go with it. I've got a little more.
You guys are going to ruin my algorithm. All of a sudden, I'm going to get algebra problems on my Twitter now. I don't want that.
Listen, there's a reason, and as you guys, I shouldn't say this, but I'm the second oldest here. Like, eventually, you got to let stuff go to short-term memory, and then you just
let it drift away.
Yeah, you just, and like, algebra.
Yeah, like push stuff out.
Like, Roy G. Biv.
I call
must
that.
Have gotten pushed out a long time ago.
I call that my 20s.
Yeah.
Just gone.
Gone.
I'm getting there.
Don't even
Trust
know.
Me.
Don't even remember it.
Anyone remember the Pythagorean theorem?
Of course.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, come on.
That's an easy one.
Right.
Did you know Pythagoras actually stole that theorem from someone else? He just put his name on it.
Wow.
Now we're getting into history.
I didn't know that.
History of math.
History of math? Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a double whammy.
Yeah, I'm going to jump up.
That's like
window.
If the Bruins merged with the Chiefs.
Oh.
Historical math?
Historical.
Who wants that?
Who's the guy majoring
the
in history?
Someone mock up
math.
Patrick.
I didn't major mock in up. It. I just got told
I'm
that
just,
as a fun
I
fact.
I want to meet that guy. That's all.
Put up Patrick Mahomes photoshopped in a Bruins jersey. That sounds great.
Oh.
All right, we'll get some calls in. Happy Tuesday. Cleveland and Niagara Falls. Hey, Cleveland.
Good morning. So, about the flag football thing, right? I was thinking about that. You guys were talking about that. First and foremost, I feel like if the pros aren't in it, it feels like we're just saying to whoever we are putting into it, if it's not the pros, here you go, here's your chance. And it feels like we're not sending our best if we do that. And I think, like, you know, a lot of us, when we think about the Olympic sports, we think about basketball. I don't think we sent our pros at first. But when we did, we started dominating, and then we ended up having to send the redeem team because the team before that kind of, you know, pooped the bed. But if you think, like, in my opinion, out of the four American sports in the Olympics, hockey is probably the most elite Olympic sport. And I don't know, you know, as, you know, an Olympian in hockey, how do people feel about that? Does it have a ring to it? So, like, why would pros really want to go into the Olympics for flag football and risk injury? Does it have that ring to it to be an Olympian in football? Like, I don't think it does like it does in track and field. But on the other end, what if pros were like, a couple of pros were just saying to themselves, like, you know what? We're not going to let you play with the name of football, even if it does have flag attached to it. So we are going to go out there and prove that we are the best. I think it could go either way, but I don't think it's really worth it to send the pros out to flag football in the Olympics. It just doesn't – I don't think it's really that much of an accolade, unless you're telling me they're getting paid some money. Other than that, I wouldn't want to see even my second-string quarterback out there risk an injury, to be honest.
Sure. And that's a point that's brought up a lot about these Olympic events, but – there's Ovechkin had to deal with this for a while, right? Because before the NHL fully agreed to send all the players to the Olympics, Ovechkin was talking about doing it anyway.
Yeah.
And I'll get suspended. I don't care.
Don't care.
I want to play for my country.
Yep.
And other guys have done that. Again, like, to me, one of the very important things to point out here in this is the roadblock for sending these players is just the CBA.
It's contractual obligation.
It's just you can't play. You can't do that. A football-related activity, you just can't play in that without permission. So the owners are meeting saying, like, should we let our players do this? And I fully understand. I mean, who was it? Who got hurt at the Four Nations? Somebody got hurt.
Kachuk.
Kachuk. Tavares got hurt in the Olympics a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else got hurt. Defenseman. Oh, and who got hurt at the Four Nations? The defenseman. Not Chychrun. Was it Chychrun? No. Who was it? A Four Nations defenseman got
McAvoy.
Hurt. McAvoy.
Oh, yeah, Charlie McAvoy.
Yeah,
right.
They infected his shoulder when
that's
they gave
right,
him
that's
a
right.
Toradol shot or something.
You might say, again, like, well, you're my employee. And the player would say, well, you don't actually own me.
Yeah.
You have rights contractually. And if the NFL agrees to give up this contractual right to say each employer may select one team or one player, that doesn't even necessarily mean that team will let that player go, just that they'll let some player go. So we're talking about contractual stuff more than about being earned. What if a second-string quarterback, as you lay out, Cleveland, really wants to do it? The thing that's preventing him is his employer, not the actual opportunity. He could quit. I'll quit football and I'll go play flag. Who would do that? You know, 803-0550. It's an interesting conversation. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of elements to it. Thank you. All right. We'll get Extendo Sports in. I've got my instant trivia. You want to do instant trivia now? Let's do trivia now.
I'll do trivia now.
Josh, you ready for trivia now?
We're going to do trivia now. Might as well.
Instant trivia. Okay, ready? It's about Mitch Marner to a point. And I mentioned that he's not quite a point per game player. Who are the active point per game players in the NHL in the postseason? Minimum 40 games played. Not going to give you Brady Tkachuk, who played 6.
Point per game in the playoffs.
Mikko Rantanen is first thought there.
Mikko Rantanen is correct.
No kidding.
Mikko Rantanen is 4th.
Really?
Yes. Yes, Mikko Rantanen has 120 points in 94 games. He is 4th in points per game in the playoffs active.
Yep.
Marner's outside the top 25, but not a bad number. Like, he's at 0.9.
Yeah. McDavid, Draisaitl.
1 and 2.
Makes
David
sense.
1, Draisaitl 2, Rantanen 4.
Barkov?
Barkov is not correct.
MacKinnon.
Number 3.
Kucherov.
Okay. Kucherov, number 6.
Yep.
Nope, sorry, number 5. Yes, because Tkachuk doesn't count here. You have the top 5.
Is Stamkos in there?
He is not in the top 10.
Crosby?
6th.
Yeah, okay.
That's, yeah, that was so kind then of Malkin. Embarrassing we didn't get there.
Malkin, 10th.
Ooh.
By the way, 11th all-time, and this is why we have the minimum 40 games played, because 11th all-time in points per game in playoff history is Jeff Skinner.
Wow.
Sorry, not playoff history, but active players, because he had 1.1 game. But one game doesn't count. So, Malkin.
Andrei Kopitar?
No.
Oh.
You are missing 3.
Patrick Kane.
No. Patrick Kane is 0.99 points per game. 0.97. You're missing 3. 2 of them are gettable, and 1 of them you probably will not get. 7, 8, and 9 in the current active points per game in the playoffs rankings.
Brayden Point.
No. He's not that far out of it, but no.
I feel like there's somebody big that I'm...
Kale McCarr.
Oh,
correct.
Thank you.
McCarr is correct. 8th.
Well done. I needed that.
Tied for eighth. One more that you could slash should get and one that you probably won't get.
Man, who's been playing a lot of games? Or who's been a stud?
Who's been a stud in the playoffs?
Nylander.
No.
Oh. I really thought I was gonna get that.
Point per game active in the playoffs, minimum 40 playoff games. This guy has played 40 playoff games.
Mm. Marchand?
No.
Pasternak?
No.
Man, this is tough.
Jake Guentzel?
No. Guentzel's close, but not correct.
Is there another defenseman here?
The defenseman's the one I don't think you'll get. Edmonton's defenseman.
Burchard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense.
He would have been the hardest one to get. The next one, yeah. I guess this is the hardest one to get because you don't have him yet. But
I'm going to be so mad when I hear this name.
I mean, a lot of people get mad when they hear this name.
Oh. Who makes people mad that isn't Marchand? Or Tkachuk?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Next guess for Jamie Benn, no.
Good guess. Is it someone on Carolina?
No.
Okay. No, they don't score.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
Last
of the 10, the last of the point per game active players. A lot of people get mad when they hear this name.
Man, stumped over here.
He won the cup.
Eichel.
Yes.
Wow.
No.
Oh, that's so gross.
No.
Oh, man.
Tough. I was not going to get there. So,
there
would
you go.
Not have gotten there if we had kept guessing.
Extendo Sports to wrap and, flag football, the talk of the day. Wait till this gets approved. Wait till the talking head shows get going on this.
Sure.
It's going to be great. The takes. What are the take shows going to have to say about this? Would LeSean McCoy start for them? That's a conversation they're going to have on the facility today. Shady, could you play? He might be able to. No? You don't think he could? What? He can't play? You think the flag football team's too good? All right, we got a break. Sorry, Extendo Sports coming up.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
So just saw that came across my email inbox, sportsbetting.ag, the next team for Mitch Marner odds. Favorite is
Toronto?
Chicago. No, next team.
Oh, next team.
Chicago. Okay. Then comes
the Buffalo Sabres?
Philly. Huh? Then, though?
The Buffalo Sabres?
Pittsburgh. But then?
The Buffalo Sabres?
Utah. How about next?
Not the Buffalo Sabres.
Carolina, Detroit, the Rangers, Ducks, Wild, Canadiens, Predators, Avalanche, Stars. But then?
The Sabres.
Kings, Devils, Islanders, Kraken, Blues. But then?
The Buffalo Sabres.
Golden Knights, Flames, Lightning, Capitals. But then?
Are we at 32 yet? The Buffalo Sabres.
Yes! Wow.
That's wild.
What are the odds on that?
33-1.
Oof. Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. The only teams with a lower chance to get the Sabres, according to this, and the odds are Edmonton, Florida, Winnipeg, Boston, and Ottawa. And then the only teams lower than that. So you're telling me there's a chance?
Hey, I saw an interesting thing in baseball yesterday.
And?
Charlie Goldsmith, a reporter for the Cincinnati Reds, tweeted out, in batting practice today, a Reds player hit a pigeon with a line drive. Unfortunately, the pigeon passed away immediately, and then tweeted a minute later, update, the pigeon is alive, but he's essentially on life support. And then I don't know what happened after that. That's where the reporting stops.
Wow.
And then the Reds tweeted out, hashtag win for the pigeon at the end of the game, and they won with a picture of a pigeon.
Are they going to tell us what happened to the pigeon? I mean, this life support. I mean,
I know.
Does the pigeon have insurance?
Is he still there? Like, what's going on with this pigeon? Life support? I don't know. But
okay, we have questions on the pigeon.
Interesting stuff yesterday in baseball.
Yeah. All right. Sal's coming up with the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and we're back tomorrow. Talk a little NBA tomorrow. Nice. Just Steve Ashburner. Perfect. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., a little Knicks and Pacers preview. An all-time great series. Sal, do you remember like the Knicks-Pacers from the early 2000s and
hold
the 90s?
Yeah.
Knicks? Like some of the best basketball stuff.
Listen, I just gave Josh something to play during our show.
Awesome.
It's 2 minutes long, but you could just give me a little snippet of it, all right?
Is it Marv Albert talking?
It's Bob Costas.
Bob Costas.
Intro Game 7?
Yep. Oh, perfect.
No? Oh, you don't have it? Oh, okay, we'll play it today, though.
All right.
It's the intro to Game 7.
Beautiful.
And Bob Costas starts it off by saying, what he says is, they call the NBA playoffs the second season. In reality, it's the only season.
Nice.
And then it goes into a story from there.
Costas. NBA playoffs.
I did not know you were on the air. Sorry.
That's hey, okay. That's okay. Knicks and Pacers. We're going to get Steve Ashburner, NBA.com, tomorrow to talk about the series and preview it. Nate's going to be dialed in. He's a big Knicks fan. All right. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.
Sorry about that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.